Covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, my next guest has been here before. He is a member of law enforcement, but he's also a pastor working in the pulpit. And as we were just talking about here in Michigan, the state senate late yesterday, moved legislation forward that would allow certain people to carry inside churches and schools and elsewhere, carry concealed weapons. Bishop Council Ned, a co-chair of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, says maybe he should consider the same in Pennsylvania. Bishop, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me on again.
Good conversation here. Now, Michigan advancing that legislation yesterday. I don't know if you'd have the same luck in Pennsylvania, but fact of the matter is that you think that maybe to protect your flock, maybe you should be packing heat too. Do tell.
Well, you know, it's something I'd given a lot of thought, you know, and I was involved in ministry. I was a priest and a bishop before I got involved in law enforcement. But, you know, one of the things is that, you know, I generally carry a weapon with me just about everywhere I go for a variety of reasons. You know, occasionally I get some threats from people, but also I run into a lot of people that I've arrested on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But, you know, the tack that I've taken is that, you know, the church is sacred space, and I just opted not to carry a weapon in church. That's the one place where I wasn't carrying a weapon. And so in light of all the recent events, I'm sort of rethinking this whole policy. I know there are lots of members of my congregation who have concealed carry permits and carry weapons all the time, but I'm sort of rethinking this personal policy for myself because, you know, I literally don't want to be leading lambs to the slaughter. And if I'm a law enforcement individual, you know, don't I also have an obligation to protect my flock while they're worshiping in sacred space? And so, you know, I think it's just the beginning of a discussion that we're going to start having in our parish very soon.
And in fact, I think I would, you know, you bring this up, Bishop, and it seems to me I can think of all sorts of churches where these sorts of attacks have occurred in South Carolina, in Wisconsin, most recently in Texas. I can think of all sorts of churches where these sorts of violent attacks have occurred in the last few years. So churches seem to be a more popular target, it seems to me. So maybe you standing there, in God we trust, but in, you know, Smith and Wesson we defend, potentially.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, churches are a soft target. People come there to get away from the world. People come there to get away from the cares and the troubles of the world. And, you know, there's predators out there. There's bad people. There's mentally ill people who see it as a soft target and a place where they can go and wreak havoc. And then, you know, there's not to give it enough credit, but, you know, the fact is, you know, there's also terrorists out there who, again, see Christian churches as a soft target. I think it's only a matter of time before we see something in that regard as well. I hope it doesn't happen because I'm sure they wouldn't want the same thing happening at a mosque. But, you know, it's a very different world that we live in. And, you know, again, the ultimate obligation of a clergyman is to protect the flock, to keep somebody from fleecing the sheep. And, you know, a bishop is an overseer. That's why a bishop carries a crozier, the long staff.
Sure.
You know, symbolically it's to guide the sheep, but also it's to protect it from the wolves, to defend the sheep from the wolves. And I think, you know, churches need to give this whole subject much more consideration, much more time. There are lots of mega churches throughout the country who have armed security. You have to walk through metal detectors to get into the church. There's police officers, you know, in the parking lots and various other places throughout facilities. But, you know, shouldn't the same level of protection be afforded to smaller churches?
Well, I would think so. And, you know, you make that comment about armed security. Bigger schools, bigger universities, bigger campuses often have much stricter security than the smaller campuses, like we saw at Sutherland Springs, Texas, where obviously there's a town of barely 400 people, so they didn't have any security at a Sunday church get-together. Why would they? Why would they consider such a thing? The only thing that surprises me about what happened at Sutherland Springs is that nobody in the congregation seemed to be carrying a weapon, and if they did, they didn't have an opportunity to return. It's Texas, after all, and it took
exactly
a guy outside, but go on.
Yeah, no, historically, you know, again, church is a sacred space. And, you know, you go back in history, you know, 500 years, even 1,000 years, people checked their swords at the door. They left them outside. Again, because, you know, no weapons were allowed in to defile the space. But, you know, it really does beg a lot of questions. It begs a lot of consideration, and people sort of need to rethink sort of what's important. You know, if the people are going to disarm themselves, you know, it's the job of the pastor to protect the people.
So how many people are in, in your congregation?
We have about 50 members. It's a small parish.
All right. So do you expect these people to embrace this idea? You said you have other people in the congregation that have CPLs, you know, the permission and license to carry concealed.
Right.
I think you're going to have an open conversation. I doubt that you'll have much pushback, especially if you're with people that, well, they all smaller group. They would probably all know each other.
Right. Precisely. Yeah. You know, I don't think it's going to be a contentious conversation. I don't think it's going to be a contentious conversation at all. You know, there was a time when more people carried, but for whatever reason, not as many people are carrying now. But it's an important question, you know, because there have been a couple times where new faces showed up in church and you're like, oh, who's this guy? Why is he here? And
nice church you have. Sure that, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I'm sure that sort of thing's happening all over the country whenever you see a new face.
Oh, sure.
Walk in the door of your church.
Yeah, who's that guy? Why is he here? He doesn't look right. You know, everybody's looking at everybody sideways. That's the kind of atmosphere we've unfortunately arrived at. In the meantime, though, I think that it's incumbent upon, whether it's churches or schools, or whatever, we have to make sure that the people inside these buildings, whatever the buildings may be, that the people inside are safe. Now, if some schools want to pursue the, you know, putting armed guards and so forth at the door, or some churches, that's fine. If other churches like yours say that it's better for us to have, you know, 6 members of the congregation that, you know, all have CPLs, we trust them to follow their training and so forth, then you go that way. You end up at the same place, which is trying to create a secure environment.
Right. Create a secure environment so people are free to worship God and to pray without worrying about what's going on behind their back. I mean, you know, as a law enforcement officer, I've been called in to do just that very thing at various synagogues and churches because, you know, they were concerned about threats. But, you know, I'm stuck with the question of if I can protect these other churches, why can't I protect my own, or why shouldn't I protect my own?
Well, that's a good question. You can stand outside and protect the people down the street, but you can't step to the pulpit and protect your own. That makes little sense. What do you think is going to happen in Pennsylvania, though? Would you be breaking the law if you did this?
Not in a church. No, I don't believe you'd be breaking the law in a church. Pennsylvania is, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's got some interesting laws. So I don't think there's a legal issue involved in that. Schools are different. I don't think you're breaking any laws in Pennsylvania in that regard.
Better to be a live felon than a dead law-abiding citizen. I think I've heard that before somewhere.
I don't think it reaches that threshold in Pennsylvania.
Fair enough. But a good conversation that probably several different congregations will be having around the country this weekend and this week. Bishop Council Ned, thank you so much. Got to run. Greatly appreciate it, though, as always.
Thanks so much for having me on.
He is from the Project 21 Black Leadership Network and a state constable in the state of Pennsylvania. I think he's probably a good guy to take a gun with him to church if he so chooses. 41 after on the Steve Gruber Show.